This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Democrat majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote later today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Donald Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove Trump from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for Pence to respond. Neither Pence nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such action involving the 25th Amendment's provision, allowing for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. House leaders are also pushing ahead with a separate impeachment resolution that lawmakers are scheduled to begin to considering Wednesday morning. House Democrats accused Trump of inciting an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested after the attack. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. Meantime, concerns are growing that the rampage at the Capitol last week by extremists supporting President Trump may be the start of violent protests across the country leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. The FBI said in a bulletin that it has received information about an identified armed group intending to travel to Washington on the 16th of January. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States is taking steps to punish members of a Russian-backed influence operation that sought to interfere with November's election and damage the campaign of President-elect Biden. The Treasury Department announcing sanctions against seven people and four companies, all connected to a Ukrainian politician previously identified by U.S. officials as a longtime Russian agent. According to a Treasury Department statement, starting in 2019, the Ukrainian politician's led group leverage U.S. media, including social media platforms and influential U.S. persons, to start spreading misleading and unsubstantiated allegations that current and former U.S. officials engaged in corruption in Ukraine. Malaysia's king on Tuesday approved a coronavirus emergency that will suspend parliament at least until August and halt any bids to seek a general election and a political reprieve of embattled Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin. Muhyiddin Yassin assured citizens in a televised speech that the emergency was not a military coup and curfew will not be enforced. He said his civilian government will remain in charge during the emergency that will last until August 1st or earlier, depending on the situation. President-elect Joe Biden got his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to complete his inoculation against the deadly disease. The president-elect, who responded to questions after his inoculation, said that increasing numbers of deaths is wrong and we can do a lot to change it. Vaccinations across the United States have been uneven and have not gone according to the Trump administration's plans. Biden's transition team plans to vaccinate as many people as possible with their first shot rather than save the vaccine for second doses. And officials at the World Health Organization said its efforts to investigate the origins of the coronavirus are not about finding somebody to blame, as the agency sends a team of international experts to China this week. It was not immediately clear, however, if the experts would be allowed to travel to Wuhan, where the virus originally emerged in late 2019. Also on Monday, China announced 103 new COVID-19 cases, the country's biggest jump in infections in more than 5 months. And in Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that tougher lockdown measures could be necessary if cases continue to rise there. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown via remote. VOA News.